KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Spring break turns violent in Florida. An Alabama man is charged with attempted murder there after an early morning spray of gunfire at a spring break party left 7 people injured, some critically. The Bay County Sheriff's Office says emergency crews arrived at a house in Panama City Beach and found multiple victims.
2 victims were across the street from the home. One was in the median of Thomas Drive, 3 victims in the home, and one right in front of the house, all of them bleeding.
Hundreds of people gathered in Indiana today to rally against a new state law that opponents say could sanction discrimination against gays. Organizer Annette Gross told WRTV the homosexual community is worried about what might happen under the new law.
They don't know what's going to happen. They don't know if they walk into a store, whether they'll be served or not.
The law, which takes effect in July, prohibits state laws that substantially burden a person's ability to follow his or her own religious beliefs. Supporters say the law just keeps the government from compelling people to provide services they find objectionable on religious grounds. Things are really heating up in Yemen, where Saudi Arabia is leading a coalition of countries that are conducting airstrikes against Shiite rebels. Brigadier General Ahmed Asiri, a spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition forces, says the assault on Houthi militias will continue.
The operation will continue until the achievement of the goals, of the objective that was designed for the campaign.
Authorities evacuated a ski lodge in southern Montana today because of a wind-driven wildfire headed toward it. The U.S. Forest Service says the wildfire has burned an estimated 200 acres of grass and timber about 4 miles west of Red Lodge. This is AP Radio News. The police officer in Afghanistan who shot and killed an Associated Press photographer last year has been sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Police Unit Commander Naki Bula, who uses only one name, started shooting without warning at AP photographer Anya Niedringhaus and reporter Kathy Gannon as they were covering the first round of the Afghan presidential election. Niedringhaus died instantly. Gannon is recovering from her injuries. 20 years in prison is the maximum sentence in Afghanistan. After learning of the ruling, Kathy Gannon said she and Anya Niedringhaus don't believe in the death penalty, and covering Afghanistan was a joy for both of them. And in her words, one crazy gunman neither defines a nation nor a people. I'm Ed Donahue.
London's Dickens Museum has received a $1.2 million grant to buy the desk where Charles Dickens wrote some of his famous books, including A Tale of Two Cities and Great Expectations. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.